Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kelaim Daf Yud Gimel in the Hoyz Vodor edition, Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Beis. Says the Mishnah, Haisa Sadeh Uzruo Chitim, if the field was planted with wheat, V'nimloch L'zoyro Sarim, he decided he wants to change it. He wants to plant barley instead of wheat. Yamtilo Ad She'atliya, he should wait for the seeds of the wheat that are in the ground for them to rot. And as the Gemara says, it's 3 days. Once it gets to 3 days, then it rots on the ground and it gets wormy. Ve'yufach, then he will plow the field and turn over the seeds. And then he can go and plant the barley. Im tzomcho, if the wheat already grew, lo yoyma ezra ve'achakach upach. He should not say, it's already grown, you know exactly where the wheat is. I'll plant the barley and then I'll take out the wheat which grew over here and I'll plow it out. Says the Mishnah, he should not do that because it will look like kelaim. So what should he do? First, turn the things around, meaning plow it, and then you plant the wheat. Kam yechorish ketalmei harevio. How much plowing does it need to do? The amount which is called talmei harevio, what you do during the rain days, during the winter, when you plow then, you don't plow it so thoroughly. You make a general plowing, and that's good enough to take away the kilayim issue over here. Abba Shauloi Mer, you need to plow much more. Kedishaloi Sheh Roi Vela Beiseo. Till you make sure they don't have a quarter of a kav for each area of a Beiseo. He plows it so well that there's almost nothing left of wheat in the ground. Says the Gemara, At Kamo Himatlas, how long does it take for the seed to get to that stage of rotting, of being wormy? How long does it take? At Kadesh Teheborit Shloishayom. 3 days in the ground, it gets to that stage. It says the Gemara, B'mokamatino. That's only if you have mud which is wet, which is moist. Aval, B'mokam agreed, Bayehi Yosel. But if it's a dry land, it needs more time. Fetaniken, we see such a thing. Mikzasayom Kekuloi, the third day, you don't have to have the full day, B'mokamatino, when it's the moist mud. V'im Tzimcho V'hoirid Behem Tosoicho. And if it did grow, and if he takes the animal into the field to eat up the wheat that grew, fikir temoso, she ate up, the animal ate up everything that grew, hareiz muteres, that's good enough, you don't have to do more plowing. Continues the Gemara, according to the Mishnah, kai meichoresh, how much plowing needs to do, we saw in the Mishnah, machlekes, one says you have to plow a little bit, not that much, Abashol said you have to be more extensive plowing. So go my time with the Rabbanim, what's the reasoning of Rabbanim? Because he has in mind to go and plow, I feel Lori Rotsov, even though it's not so consistent, even though it's not the plowing, is not connected to each other so much, it's fine, because in his mind, he doesn't want to do kilayim, and that solves the issue of kilayim. So the Gemara Tani, the gears that we have in the Gemara, says, Abashol Lori Mir, says Reb Chaim, according to the way he explained the Mishnah in the Gemara, that doesn't work, because Abashol is the one who argues on Rabbanan in the Mishnah. So you have to take away the words Abashol Lori Mir. You have to say, Tani, they don't require him to do so much plowing, only like they plow in the winter, which is not such an extensive plowing. Continues the Gemara, if you give him a base, Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Znaf Asus Hoiso Nikris. The way you plow is like the tail of the horse. Kadesh Tia Soif Afaro Shalzu Nugia Bezu, Vasoif Afaro Shalzu Nugia Bezu. The way the hair of the tail of a horse, the one ear touches the next ear. So that's how the plow needs to be. You plow to one area, you continue the next one as if a continuation of the original plowing. As Reb Chaim explains that you don't go and you pick up the plower, the machine, and start plowing from another place. He continues plowing consistently in the entire field. Doesn't have to do every area of the field, but the plowing goes as one long row going back and forth in the field. Says the Gemara, my time will have a show. What's the reason of Abashol that he says until you get to Roiva? It means you're going to make sure there's not a quarter of a kav within a Beiseo. Once you got to that measurement, so it's not considered to be choshev enough to be kilayim. But until then, you have to plow. It's not enough just to do a generic plowing like Rabban. Says the Gemara, Abashol, Kirabi Yoisi. L'chur Abashol works like Rabbi Yoisi in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we saw that when you have a mixture of wheat and barley, so according to Rabban Yemayat, you just remove a little bit of the barley. According to Rabbi Yosi, you're more machmer, you need to remove the entire thing. So Chor Rabbah shows Machmir over here is holds like Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, Kerabonin, he could hold like Rabbonin in the previous Mishnah. Terabonin Ami convention, no son died to Lachorish for your Lorotz. Rabbonin's cheetah in our Mishnah is you don't have to plow so much, as long as you start plowing, it's fine. Habashor Loim convention, he'd kill the Roiva, then you need to get to Roiva. Because according to Abishol, once you reach the Roiva, you're fine. Remember in the previous Mishnah, there, the Rabbanan said, once you reach the Roiva, once you make sure that you don't have a quarter of a kav with what it takes to plant a Beisail, you're fine. That's the same theme of Abishol over here. Abishol is just taking the same measure Rabbanan said in the previous Mishnah and applying it to the field. And continues the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, that in previous Mishnah said you have to remove the whole thing, also here in the Mishnah, by plowing in the field, you have to remove the whole thing, not get to a roiva. So when the Gemara gets to the Maskana is that Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi in this Mishnah agree with Rabbanan in the previous Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi that is much more machmir in the previous Mishnah, he will be more machmir over here as well. Halacha Gimel Zok to Mishnah, Zua v'nimach lito. It was planted with seeds, with grain, and he wants to plant trees. Don't say, first I'll plant the tree, then I'll plow the field. First he turns it around, and then you'll plant the trees. Netuo was planted the trees. Lazari wanted to go and put seeds in it for grain. No one shouldn't say, first I'll plant, and then I'll uproot the roots of the tree. First he takes away the roots, then he plants. Another solution, if he cuts the tree until he reaches one tefach from the ground, so then he could plant the rest and then remove the roots. Because once he gets so close to the ground, that's considered to be as if he removed the tree to the extent that he needs. Because with the oraisa, that's good enough. He don't need more than that. Continues the Mishnah. These are type of seeds that you plant in the ground, but they don't grow until 3 years. Should not say, you know what, I have 3 years till this will grow. So in the meantime, I'll plant something else. It will grow. I'll cut it. And then will come these items. They won't be kilayim. You can't do that while it's still in the ground, even though it's not growing for still a long time. When you have grain that sifchei istis grew, sifchei istis is a type of paint. They use it not to eat, but to paint. And that grew with the tvoa. V'chen mokoi magronoi shalu be'emini marvim. Mokoi grow is a place where you pile up the grain. And some of it goes into the ground, and then things start growing. But nobody had an intention to grow with here. There it's empty space. We need to pull the piles. V'chen tiltol she'elos mini asovim. Tilt is a type of grain that when you have grass growing in it, it ruins it. So, in all these cases, he's not really interested when having all this meaning. It's not kilayim, it's actually ruining the tvuah, so therefore he doesn't have to take it out. If he did cut off these items, the extra items, then you tell him you have to go and uproot it, meaning you have to go and plow the area. Because this shows that you do care about it. You're not just ignoring these other items. So you do care about it, you need to take it out properly. Because if he doesn't take it out properly, it looks like he wants the rest to be there, and then it looks like he's doing kilayim. So as we see over here, a lot of in kilayim goes based on his das and based on how it looks. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Yud Gimel.